If you're gonna change your business, you have to make a difference. So here's what I'm looking at. What makes the difference in people? What makes the difference in an organization? I would submit to you that isn't getting a head start. You can find individual who you give everything to. You can love on them, give them a great education. They get a great economic background and they spend the rest of their life going in out of rehab. Who is seen before and knows what I'm talking about? Say I. On the other hand, you see people's lives kick the face. Somebody's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it, and they become the orphans of the world. So it's certainly not. Advantage does not come because you were given something. And by the way, in business, advantage doesn't come because you have the most resources. Companies with more resources don't win. The most resourceful companies might win. The most resourceful companies are the ones where employees are the most engaged, and it's successfully proven. You look around and you say, who had the lead? Well, before YouTube, there was Vimeo. They had their job, pretty much at the same technology, just didn't engage as many people. Before Google, there was. What happened, Yahoo? If you're out there, what the hell happened to you people? Before Facebook, there was. What happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor, being able to fully engage it. By the way, in your intimate relationships, how important is engagement? Some guy is going, very important, I want to put it off as long as I can. No, I don't mean that. Full engagement in that area gonna determine the level of fulfillment you have to don't have in a relationship, right? The more engaged somebody feels that you are with, the more energy you have, the more connection you have, the more aliveness you have. So part of I'd like to experiment with you. Here is a kind of discovery. What creates engagement for real with you? What creates this engagement? These are huge factors. Because if you understand what they are, your level of performance, your level of result, your level of leadership, your level of joy will change very radically. Who's seen? Who's with me with the engagement? It's not just a term, but something that can make a difference in your body. Let me see your shield. See your hands. Say I. Now I'm asking for your hands raised for something in some engagement, because here's what research shows. If you listen to me passively, I'm talking here, guess what? Within a month, if you just listen it and sit passively, which most of you doing, there is nothing wrong with that. That's probably you have been doing whole life. It's what you have been taught to do. You'll remember about 10% of what I say 2 months from now, which basically means you wasted your time and I wasted mine. When you came here because you wanted to learn something, do something, change something, make something stronger or better, say I. If that is true, then if you don't take notes, which I don't see any more Berlin doing, oh, thank you very much. If you are few, I stand corrected. Nudge the people either aside. What's wrong with you, bitch? Come on, where is the notes, right? Because I don't know anybody who's got that great memory, and my life, I've kept journals, because here's what I learned early on. Writing it down, if I never look back and read it again, the physical act of writing it down drives the groove deeper. Repetition is mother of skill. You look at anyone who's masterful, why they are masterful, why can LeBron James do what he can do? Because he's done it a few million times, right? Yeah, Kobe will go out and make 300 shots before he will the floor every day. 300 shots, the same freaking activity. Most people in a tech world say, no, I don't know the story, I know that thing. If you're not doing that, you don't know shit. You understand and understanding, and $3 will almost get you at Starbucks. If you're gonna master something that you need to repetition, where you get in your body and you're bringing emotion to it, and enough emotion and enough repetition, it gets you in my body, and now it becomes physically mass, where you don't think about it. It just to do it. Mastery is tying your shoes. Most of you can do this. Chew on some gum and send a text statistically. Not some people not their tongue out while they were doing it, but you got that idea. If you do something enough and you're confident enough, you're sensing enough, that's in your body, that's mastery. So I like to see if we couldn't get the different level of mastery in this And what I'm gonna ask you to do, by the way, if you listen and take notes, just write us down or type them, whatever you do. Research shows that you'll retain about 40-50% of what's been said. For the future, I highly encourage you to do that. Now might be a good time. Then the third most powerful one is if you physically engage your body. If you ask your question, yell back the answer. On or in a few minutes, I'm gonna ask you to actively engage in a different, engage with each other, do some crazy things that wouldn't normally do. What does it bring is engagement, 80-90% retention, because now it's not just a thought or write it, it's a feeling in your body as well. And if you do that, you're gonna retain that. Who's up for doing more and holding them on more? Say I. Then do that. I'm gonna ask a couple of things. One is, if they ask you a question, please yield the answer. You're already doing that. You're being very kind, but don't be kind anymore. Don't it more patient. Do it more patient and intensity, because I'm not gonna ask you a question you don't know the answer to, but because I want to feel good about yourself. But if you yield the answer, you'll activate your body's nervous system. Makes sense? Then more active, the more energy you have. We'll live in a passive society, and if we're gonna engage, by the way, the companies that have a record of 24, the top 25% in the country, highest level engagement of employees are companies like Google, companies like Salesforce, companies like Apple, companies like Facebook. And by the way, guess what? All the research shows 22% more profitability, almost 1 for 1. For every percentage of increased engagement, you almost get the increase of profitability. But I would argue you get that in your personal life as well. The more engaged you are, the more other person will become engaged. You want to get something engaged, you get engaged. Think about it. Everyone who's as a leader, what's our job to do as a leader? Our job is maximize resources. How do we take whatever resource and get more out of it? Ourselves, other people, our economic, our business, our technology. That's the job of a leader. But you can maximize resources if you don't have full engagement. So I like to see if we couldn't. Simple way of doing that, increasing that engagement, is to start with us. Because by the way, are you gonna engage other people if you're not engaged? Yes or no? Come on, yes or no? Are you gonna be able to touch other people if you're not touched? Are you gonna move other people if you're not moved? So by the way, here's the problem. How many of you wake up, you have a certain this, you wake up and you think to yourself, today I don't wanna talk to people anymore? Who in this room has a days like this where you don't want to talk to anybody? Say I. Come on, give me some energy. Say I. But as a professional, you gotta do that. Most times, if you fake it, do people feel it? So I want to show you some ways to change it. By the way, here's the reward of engagement. If you can become a person and engage others, you will become an extraordinary leader. Not a mediocre or a good one.